The Lake Michigan Federation says there's no commodity price for healthy fish and birds that live around Lake Michigan, but that people are willing to pay to preserve them. A study prepared for the Federation at the University of Illinois at Chicago estimates how much people would pay the so-called natural capital value of the Southern Lake Michigan shoreline. Anna Cooper, who worked on the study, says their numbers could play a role in future decisions about the lake. Just one example she gives is the decision in Chicago to close a small airport along the lakeshore. Meigs Field would be closed and the land used for other purposes.
It could be shown that having that area as a nature preserve, you know, changing it back into a wetland or something like that, if that could be shown to be basically cost-effective, or that people would value those species and that habitat more than they would value that land put to another use.
The study estimates Chicago area residents are willing to pay $117 to $197 per household to preserve the lakeshore ecosystem, for a total natural capital value of roughly $3 to $5 billion per year. But it's only an estimate. The Lake Michigan Federation's Joel Brammeyer says they couldn't afford to do an actual survey of residents, so they extrapolated.
In this study, we employed a technique called benefits transfer, which is the transferring of data from one study with a similar species and situation to a new region, in this case the Chicago region.
Still, Brammeyer says their study is a good conservative estimate of how much Chicagoans value the lakeshore ecosystem, and he believes other parts of the Great Lakes would also benefit from evaluation of their natural capital. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jim Meadows.